Welcome
to New Entry Wrestling Podcast, baby!
Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Sexy Ian, with my co-host, Evan. What to do, baby?
Hey, and hey, listeners out there. How you guys doing?
What's up, Evan?
Hey, man.
We're back, finally.
Yep. Hey, a little summer hiatus, right?
Yeah. Ain't nobody told you to go on vacation, bro.
I know, right?
Jeez. We have a podcast to do, man. You traveling the world without me. man, you could at least took me with you. But anyways, man, we're a little late to the party. But CM Punk, obviously, debut. I think we already talked about that in the last episode, did we? Yeah, right?
Yeah, sure. A little bit.
2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, tonight is All Out. So let's talk a little bit about it, man.
Yeah, I mean.
You excited for CM Punk making his in-ring? Oh, man. Cut me out, bro.
In-ring debut.
You're excited about CM Punk? Yeah, debut. Cut me off again. Sorry. I'm pretty sure it's the bad connection, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. That's cool, man. But anyways, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, so I'm excited for him to come back. 7 years. So 7 years later, it's finally good to see him after, you know, we thinking we're never gonna see him wrestle at all again. I never thought I'll see it again ever. I think, oh, he's gonna be one of those guys that like just does his other, you know, lives his regular life, you know, or acting or something. It's good to see that, you know. How about you?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm excited to see him wrestle and then, you know, to see how it turns out, you know, after 7 years. You know, hopefully that ring rust has come taken off.
Are you going to be able to edit this part?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Okay, go. So, yeah, he's going against Darby Allin. Excited about that. My question to you, do you think it should close out the show? Because clearly it's the main event of this event, the pay-per-view. But do you think they should be closing the show?
No, I don't think so. It should still be Omega and Christian Cage. Obviously, we know how it's going to end because, you know, Kenny Omega is still the guy and, you know, Christian was already Impact champion, so it's like another double champion. No. So we know how it ends, but it'd be a cold main event. But yeah, because especially like I mentioned, 7 years of not wrestling. You know. Yeah, he's trained up, but like once you're in the limelight, like on the spotlight, like do you really want to put that as the main event? I mean, that'd be awesome, but you know, especially Darby Allin, he's a newer guy, and CM Punk hasn't wrestled in 7 years, so it's kind of like, you know, do you want two guys that have not so, you know. So, you know, like, I don't know, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's like,
can you hear the dog bark, breathing?
Yeah. Panting. Yeah. It's okay though.
It sounds weird. You may have to edit that part.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it, but yeah, like Darby Allin is a newer guy and CM Punk has a wrestling 7 years. So I don't want that. If I was a promoter, I wouldn't want that in my main event yet. Maybe like, when CM Punk wrestles a few more matches, yeah, I'll put him on Revolution or, you know, what's the other pay-per-views? What's the other
one? Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
Full Gear.
Yeah, Full Gear. But yeah, I wouldn't put him now, especially his first match back. Yeah, it's great. It'll be exciting to see that end. But no, like I wouldn't, you know, you got to put that for like, see, you know, Omega and Christian Cage for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's double champions. It's champion versus champion. Cool. And CM Punk, he said it himself, he doesn't know, because he said it himself that this could be his last match. Like he said, let's face it could be his last match because he hasn't wrestled in 7 years.
Wow. You know,
and meaning injury wise.
Yeah.
Because injuries could happen. He's not saying that. Oh, I'm doing this one match and that's it. You know, this match is going to determine if he could still continue to wrestle.
True.
So, but yeah, I personally, I think it should be like co-main event. I don't think it should close out the show. But at the same time, that fan, you know, the audience, man, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah,
you know, it's true. Possible they're going to steal the show. So at the same time, it's like, if we all know they're going to steal the show, shouldn't they close the show then? Because, you know, yeah, nobody wants, everybody's going to be worn out after the that match.
Yeah.
So, you know, but hey, I'm excited for this pay-per-view. A lot of great lineups. You know, it's, this lineup is way better than, you know, all the pay-per-views they ever had combined.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot, right?
Like
2 years of pay-per-views.
Right. And I'm not saying they didn't have no bad pay-per-view matches card in the past, but I'm just saying, like, this is like something like, this is a WrestleMania lineup.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know about, I don't know about, like, Paul White versus QT Marshall. I don't know about that. That's fun. It's like,
hey, you know what? At least they have a story into this match. Yeah. It wasn't like, hey, you two are facing each other. They had a story leading into it. And look, how many bad matches, bad card matches, whatever, Big Show had at WrestleMania?
Like three, bro. Two.
What do you mean three bad WrestleMania? He had like multiple bad WrestleMania cards.
Yeah, he was Big Show. He faced Floyd Mayweather at WrestleMania. He faced
That one was a good one. It was a good story. The match was good storytelling. And then the other one was with him and John Cena Edge. That's another good one.
Yeah.
And then the Cody Rhodes versus or Big Show versus Cody Rhodes for the IC title back in 2012. That was another good one.
Yeah.
After that, you know, it was all bad. Well, yeah. And then the John Cena and versus John Cena at WrestleMania 20, that was decent.
What about the one with him and Big A Train versus Undertaker?
Yeah,
did that happen? Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that really did happen. It was the handicap match. It was supposed to be a tag team match with Undertaker and Nathan Jones.
Oh, nice.
But anyways.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, Paul White versus QT Marshall. And then the other match is what, Chris Jericho
and MJF.
Me personally, what did I say? MJF.
MJF. Oh, it is MJF. Yeah, it is MJF.
Yeah, you said MFJ. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Anyways, me personally, this right here, this is the main event in my book, because obviously, you know, if CM Punk didn't make a debut, it would be a co-main event match right here. The only thing, you know, Chris Jericho is putting his career in the line and all out. Rumor has it that his contract is about to expire. So there's a chance that he may, you know, retire from wrestling and focus on being on commentary, or he may go back to WWE, which I highly doubt. You know,
what do you think?
What do you mean? What I think so?
Why do you think he won't? Because he didn't do Broken Skull Session, so he's open to like doing something with WWE. Obviously, not wrestle.
The reason why I think he won't is because of two things. Chris Jericho said it himself, but I'm not saying like he confirmed this is the reason why I won't go back to WWE. I'm just going based on what he said, that what made him not want to go back to WWE right away and what opened the doors for him to work for AEW. Number one, if he went back to WWE, he was going to be the same old Chris Jericho, the you know, the gift of Jericho, the list of Jericho. He was going to be that gimmick, and he had other gimmicks that he wanted to use, but Vince turned them down.
Oh, wow.
And so that was one reason. Chris Jericho, how many gimmicks he had in AEW and also New Japan as well, you know,
like four. No,
like, do you think Chris Jericho is going to be able to bring the Painmaker to WWE? You know, I would like to see that character versus the demon Finn Balor or the Fiend. But the Fiend's, you know, he's gone. He's out of the picture.
Well, you never know. He's still in that 90 days thing. So you never know. They brought back some old Joe like that.
True. But the thing is, would Bray Wyatt even want to go back?
I mean, who knows, man?
Yeah. And then the number one big thing why I don't think Chris Jericho won't go back to WWE is because of money. Tony Khan offered Chris Jericho is one of his biggest, contracts ever. He went up to Vince. I think he went up to Triple H first to see if they'll match it. And they said no, that they were surprised that he was offered that kind of money. So he said it was like he got a Brock Lesnar contract. So unless they're going to match that kind of money that they couldn't match back then obviously he's not going to go back. But if they're willing to match that kind of money, I'm pretty sure he'll go back for, you know, just to end his career in WWE.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want to wrestle at WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, although sometimes they talk smack about WWE. I'm thinking, I mean, WrestleMania, once you're on WrestleMania, it doesn't matter if WWE is good or not or whatever right now. At the end of the day, you're part of a legacy that's been around since 1985, you know? So it's like, you know,
right.
It's still something to be coveted in, still something to be important. It's still important. And like, it hasn't lost its importance. So it doesn't matter if you're in WWE or not, or even if you talk bad about WWE. And people that had WrestleMania moments are very grateful to have that moment, you know? So I'm thinking he would like do a one-off appearance, maybe like he did, you know, at the Broken Skull thing, but you know,
I'm pretty sure Chris Jericho would want to go back and have like one more match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And, but who knows, maybe he will resign with the AEW. I'm hoping that he does.
Yeah.
I enjoyed his run in AEW. But anyways, who do you think is going to go for the win, Chris Jericho or MJF?
I think MJF. I think Chris Jericho is like...
AGM?
Yeah, I think he's going to... Well, you know, he's a veteran. He, you know, obviously, you don't want to be burying the younger guys. That's, you know, that's why they... That's why...
Wait, hold on. I got to stop you right there. Huh? Oh, my gosh.
MJF. MJF, yeah.
He has 4 wins or 3 wins over Chris Jericho.
Yeah. I don't know how many.
So Chris Jericho never beated him.
Well, that'd be a good story though. The veteran, you know, coming into All Out with no wins against the young rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could see Jericho actually winning it, to be honest. Or is this like the old Yeller moment? You know, MJF is the one that, you know, takes out Chris Jericho, you know? He got the old
Maybe he
dog,
will.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. See, and then if that is the case, that's where I'm like, that's a main event match, you know, in my books. So I think Chris Jericho is going to get the W on this one. I don't think he ain't ready to retire. CM Punk just came back.
True. Yes.
You know, we got to see Chris Jericho versus CM Punk one more time, you know.
Yeah, they were doing commentary together too, so you never know.
Oh man, I can't believe I forgot. I went to AEW Dynamite. Did I say that word right? When Dynamite. They came to Chicago.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
But you were there.
Yeah, Dynamite.
But it's not Chicago. Come on. All, you know, people that live in Chicago and half in the States is like the suburb, bro. Just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, no matter.
Yeah.
Chicago's Chicago.
Yeah.
But I went and I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I had a great time. So I have watched AEW on television, right?
Right.
Their show is way better. Like any other wrestling show, is better to see it live.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I saw it live, I'm like, I enjoyed it more. Because I guess I don't see because you're just watching the action. Where it's like when you're watching on television, you could really spot the mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great show. CM Punk showed up and the fans went crazy, obviously. But for me, my moment was when Chris Jericho came out and then everybody started seeing the Judas. Judas?
Yeah, Judas.
That was fun. Yeah, that was like that was like the highlight of my night. So and I got to see a lot of locals in here in Chicago from GPA and what's her name? Sky Blue.
Sky Blue. Yeah, she's actually at the women's Casino Battle Royale. Heather Reckless, Lainey Luck, Sierra. I forgot who else. Yeah, I mean those guys, those ladies, and those guys. That guy is they're great wrestlers, you know.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, you know, happy to see them. It was just like, now I understand the purpose of the show Dark. It's to help the locals wherever they're going, it's to help the locals help make a name for themselves.
Yeah, but they're not signed, right? They're just
what's
like.
It called? No, it's just an appearance. It's kind of like, you know, what's it called? Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? WWE Sunday Night Heat?
It's just local talent and stuff.
It's like, basically like that.
But they're enhancement talent, right? They're not like,
yeah, they used to have like local talents and stuff like that. Yeah.
I get you. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't know. Some people, I don't know, to be honest, that part. But no, yeah, it's just, there wasn't a lot of locals there that won their match. So but hey, you know, at least they were able to wrestle on a big stage, you know, full of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
So but yeah, man, there's a lot of lineup, and but let's see, the other one I'm excited for is obviously the one kind of mentioned earlier, is Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage.
Yeah.
who do you think is gonna go get the win for that one?
Omega. I think they're going to keep him as champion for now. Obviously, you know, we have to wait on CM Punk and whoever else debuts, you know, or somebody that's been there already. Somebody like Hangman Page. He needs a title shot, actually. They owe him one, actually. You know, he's only out because he, you know, he's having a kid. So, you know, he's definitely in the lineup. But I would definitely see – I mean, I would see whoever wins between CM Punk and Darby Allin. I know probably CM Punk's going to win because, you know, you know, if he wins, you know, he wins his first match. But I think the next couple matches should be, like, the next few guys should be the ones that, like, going up. Like, Kingston and Miro, you know, if Miro wins, he stays champion, obviously, and Kingston starts going for the title, and or vice versa, you know. Hangman Page, you know, there's so many people there, like, they had title shots or were expected at title shots, and they don't. So there should be that kind of thing where, like, okay, now Christian's going to be, obviously he works for AEW, but he's going to mostly be on Impact until he loses a title, you know?
Yeah.
Or just give it back to an Impact guy. Just bring it back to normal. Or, you know, Andrade. I mean, that's weird how Andrade and Kenny Omega are rivals in AAA, but there's no mention of that or barely a mention of that in AEW. So there should be, it's like, what is it? It's like if you watch like Marvel movies or DC, like if it's in the movie, it'll be in the next one. What is it called? Continuity?
Like a sequel?
No, it's more like if it happens here, it happened there. Like, so if they're rivals on AAA, why are they not fighting in AEW, then going back to AAA and fighting for it? You know what I mean? It's like these companies are working together, but there's no like connectivity sometimes. Sometimes they are. But like, hey, you know, like if we wrestle in NWA and then we show up on AAA and we're friends, it's weird, right? Or we're enemies in AAA, but we're friends in AEW. Like, everybody knows you guys are working together, so why is it like the storyline changes from one company to the other? It should like continue the same storyline, you know? So I think Andrade should probably have it next.
I was gonna say maybe because it's in the, you know, because it's in Mexico.
Yeah, but the point of the relationships was created to like enhance each company. So it'd be kind of awkward if like, oh yeah, we work together, but these guys are rivals in here, but they're not rivals there, even though they might run into each other or be on a tag team match. You know, it'd be kind of weird. Like Andrade, they're both heels, but it could be an attack team on AEW, but be hated rivals on AAA or, you know, whatever other company, you know?
Right.
So I will see Andrade next.
From what I was, from what I heard or from the research, Kenny Omega was actually supposed to drop the belt to Andrade.
Oh wow!
But Tony asked the bookers or the whoever's in charge of AAA.
Conan.
Is he still in charge?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
No. But anyways, to see if they couldn't, if they wouldn't have, if Kenny could hold on to the title a little bit longer. And this was before Triple Mania even happened. Then, Kenny Omega dropped the belt to Christian Cage. Tony Khan reached out to Triple H saying, hey, if you want Kenny Omega to drop the belt, it's fine with me at Triple Mania. And so I guess Conan reached out saying, Tony, this is what Tony said. And they said that, okay, they were going to do it. And then before they were going to switch titles. And then later on, he said, you know what? Never mind. Because he already had the, agreement and he of Kenny Omega going over. So he just said, let's just leave it like that because they already had plans for him going on in the future as champion.
You know why too?
No.
Because AEW is like, I don't know why, but I feel like AEW is like the superior company of all the companies they're working with, even though, New Japan is kind of more up there than them, but like they don't want to make their champion look weak. So because he was originally Triple A champion first, right? Then he won the AEW, then he won the Impact. But
yes,
since he lost the Impact title, it's like, oh wow, he lost the title. Okay. And then but he loses his Triple A title, it makes his title, AEW title, less significant because like, oh well, you're not good enough to be Impact champion, you're not good enough to be Triple A champion. But
hold on.
I don't know.
I get where you're coming from. But that's why they had that finish. Christian Cage hit the umpreter on the chair to save Kenny Omega from looking weak.
Yeah, so make him look strong by like, oh, I didn't lose clean, right. I lost dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, he lost. Yeah.
So but because so if he lost clean on AAA,
Yeah. So that's why Andrade brought Ric Flair with him because he was told he was going to win the title.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this was, I don't know who told him that, but like nothing was confirmed yet. So, which is kind of weird, but.
So do you think there's a preference of like championships? Like, okay, this title is more, this title is going to go over this because we don't want to like lose our legitimacy. Because obviously the New Japan's title is legitimate, but the AAA title, in the Impact title, they've been around for a while. Obviously, Impact title has been going through changes and stuff. And
honestly, I gotta say no, because if I will say this, I think Kenny Omega should have dropped the belt to Andrade, just because of two things. One, he just wrestled Christian Cage. He should be hurt. He shouldn't be 100% going leading into this match. And two, Andrade could have brought that title. Like, it would still be with AEW. So they could have built a separate storyline, champion versus champion, because Andrade could be like, I'm the real champion because I beat you, blah, blah, blah. I'm the mega champion. And then they could have had like something similar, like with the TNA title,
Yeah.
But- so. And also, and then, because I thought at the time, what's his name? Kenny Omega was going to face Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah, what happened to that, too? I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So I assume, like, Kenny Omega was going to be weak, tired, burned out from all these matches that he's been having. That he was going to end up, that was going to be his excuse of why he dropped the belt to Frankie Kazarian because he was weak, get a rematch, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But yeah. That's not what we're getting. So we're getting Christian Cage versus Omega 2. Yeah. Hey, I'm fine with that. I love Christian Cage. So.
And the thing with Andrade is that even if he did, with Andrade is that AAA does not want to be shown. Like this, they don't want to, I don't know, it's weird. They don't want to be shown on AEW. I heard that. Like, they don't want the title to be on any other program besides their own. which is weird, right? Because you would think if you have a relationship with another company, you'll be like, you know,
holding the title. Yeah, it is weird. It's weird because they show the title in TNA.
Yeah, but they won't defend it. Like, they don't, AAA doesn't want the title defended anywhere but AAA, which is like, okay, why not defend it in like a different pair? It's like
they defended the tag team titles, though.
Exactly. So, like, because AAA has like 8 titles or 9, 10 titles, which are like junior, you know, like junior heavyweight, and there's like the trios, and then they have tag team, and then they have junior tag team, and then they have like in Japan, like New Japan won't defend any. Wait, what titles? Yeah, they haven't defended any titles in AEW, have they? Oh, the United States, the US title, the United
States one,
but no other one, no tag team.
2 years ago, 2 years ago, the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers, they were wrestling for the AAA World Tag Team titles.
Yeah, but that was when they were not AEW, right? Or they were AEW?
No, yeah, they were AEW.
Oh, okay.
This was the first ever All Out.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's like, so for the world, I think for AAA, then just the Mega Champion is what they want to be defended on any other program, any other title. They'd be like, sure, go ahead. I don't think so. Yeah, we'll see. Still early.
You would think. I think they should, but not maybe like. Maybe with a like bring a like another luchador into the show. Like if you're gonna you could defend the our title, but it has to be against one of our guys.
Yeah. Because if it's two guys with AEW, like if it's two guys from AEW, I'm like, well, what about us? Like I know an AEW guy has it, but like you wanna bring in like Diamante, you know, DMT, Azul or Psycho Clown or somebody, you know.
Right. Well, I would like to see Psycho Clown, and I would like to see him in Impact.
Well, I got some news. He's gonna be in Chicago next week, man. Next Saturday.
Oh, for real? Where at?
Yeah, at Galley, man. No, for real. I'll show you the flight. Yeah, dude, I'm going. I'll try to go. I mean, yeah. He's gonna be here. He's gonna be here in Chicago in Villa Park. He's gonna face Messias.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
I see that.
Yep.
Damn. But all right, man. So we're kind of running out of time right now, bro. But I'm gonna go ahead and order this All Out pay per view, man. And then hopefully next week we could do a recap of what happened.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you before we go, do you see anyone debuting, or is it gonna be more like a regular show? Are they gonna save a debut for like the next show? Because who's up? Who's 90 days is up?
I gotta say, I think so. I heard Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
his contract is up, I believe.
Yeah,
would I think he'll debut? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Then you got what's his name, Buddy Murphy.
Yeah,
but I heard Buddy Murphy may show up to Impact, nice. And I hope he does because of the X Division, you know.
Yeah.
So and then have him work his way up to becoming a main event player.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, I think Daniel Bryan is gonna debut, or Bryan Danielson, I should say.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna debut. And what's her name? Ruby Riot?
Soho. So, yeah, Soho Riot. She's gonna be Ruby Soho.
Yeah, and I think she's gonna show up for the Casino Battle Royal.
Oh yeah, I could see that. But you know, Braun's wrestling new name though.
But
or yeah,
no,
his new name is Titan.
Titan, I can see that. Actually, that's a good fit for him.
Iconics gonna go as inspiration
for him.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of lists who I think could show up, but I'm gonna say Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson. So yeah, I think Bryan Danielson is gonna make his debut tonight in AEW, man. And I also hope Adam Cole shows up too, baby.
That'd be insane.
His contract is done. He's done, so he may show up tonight. Maybe he'll show up and challenge Andrade. That'd maybe be cool. Brian Danielson. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm about to order the pay-per-view right now, boy. I'm excited.
Yeah. So yeah, well, this is the review for All Out, right? Or All In, All Out, and we'll do a
review.
A preview. It's preview of All Out.
The kickoff show.
Yeah, and then we'll do a review on the next episode.
Yeah, hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Make sure you show up. Don't go on another vacation.
Oh, definitely. No, I won't.
But all right, bro.
All right, listeners, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Yay!